Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Network and the Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred. today, I'll remind you that on planet Earth, as far as the European rule on the AD Anadamani is concerned. Call AD Anadamani in the year of our Lord. I don't know if you have ever wondered what is the meaning of AD Anadamani. Because it is most crucial that people understand what is AD Anadamani. Because AD Anadamani is being used to run the world right now. And it is crap. It is sodomy filth. There is no government name AD Anadamani in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because there is no such thing. Now, of course, you know, I have to be a little more passionate today because the last show I did, these faggots closed my mic so nobody could hear anything. The only thing I hear when I put the rerun is one or two numbers that played, that I played, not the opening Sam Cooke. And they would not let anybody hear what I had to say. Now, let me tell you something. I am very serious about what I'm saying. Because sodomites don't give any account for their actions. They fuck us all, and they think it's all right in the civilized world. It's not. They leave Africa, not Africa, yes, they leave Africa and go into going to Europe 1.5 million years ago. So where were they before they left Africa into Europe? We're talking about Europe. Nobody settled in Europe before these hominid, I mean, the hominid species, that they don't talk. They are apes. They come from apes. And that is all over in the world. It's a textbook. So nobody need to, like, you know, get into a thinking like, I am talking rubbish. I'm not talking rubbish. I'm talking real history. And if anything, you need to check on the history to find out if what I'm saying, because I am not saying it unless it comes from the World History Textbook. Government and everything like that come from the World History Textbook. And faggots, not government. AD is not government. I'm telling you, it's not government. Call them and tell them that, look, Timothy Aldridge said that. And you know what? Not even them. Not even the so-called president of the U.S., I mean, not America. Don't have anything to do with what I'm saying, because they are criminals. Called, yeah, invaders. And they are colonialism. They are, what you call it, you know, impose on people their sodomite will. But guess what? It's under a certain type of context that this thing happened. It does not mean that this is going to be the experience of the civilized world. It's not. Therefore, there is nobody out there. These people are keep on muting the mic to make people hear, the, you know, the receiver to make the whole world hear what is on the radio. They decide with their coming from Europe, they've been traveling from Europe, where I tell you they settled in Europe 1.5 million years ago, when they left from Africa and go up and settle into Europe. They were the first to settle into Europe, and at the time that the history tells, they went from Africa into Europe. They only made stone tools. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the first, what we call them? Species. The first species we have in the World History Textbook. The first species to walk upright on the planet is the hominids, the primates. Do you know what primates really are? The white people, the sodomites, every one of them. Look, you're looking at white people and you think that they are human beings. You don't know the story. The story is what I just told you, when there was no kind of walking upright beings. There came a walking upright beings. Right? Walking upright beings. And that is the hominid species, the hominid primates. No, nothing else but them. I wonder if you understand what I'm saying. I mean, on planet Earth on which you live, we're 24 hours make one day. Who was first to say 24 hours make one day? Who first said this is the first day and the day that begins the first week that is counted? The gods. Not these primates. The gods. And we are talking about what? The first day civilization came to Earth. The first day. Well, the first day civilization came to Earth is the first day of the first week. Okay? And then the first week of the first month. That's where it all began. It's in history. Now, where were these hominids at that time when the gods came the first day? Touchdown at the Gulf of Mexico, right? And then move into Eridu, a little adjacent area there on the Persian Gulf, where the gods, the Elohim, with a batch of about 50 of their own people, their own gods, a batch of 50 touchdown. And that was the first time, in the context of what we're saying, that the gods came to Earth, and they came on a mission. There was a reason why they came. So I'm saying to you, this is ultimate knowledge of history and where we are coming from. And if you don't take heed of it, you will just go away in the darkness after you have your meal and stuff like that. And whenever you're dead and gone. But as we are alive today, this is the history, the only history that tells us how human being came on the earth. And it does not include white people. Now, if you want us to have a definitive conclusion about what is government, who rules the government, let's talk about it now. Talk about it. And you know why I'm talking about it? Because I, like other hybrid people, we are the only and the first civilization human being. We are. Something has happened that caused our civilization to cease. And all there is the intangible portion of our government and civilization. We are, everybody, whether they are white, they are the white hominid, or the hybrid human beings that the gods created, that's scattered all over the world today. We need to know how this all happened, why these homosexuals are ruling the world. And nonstop, nobody cannot stop them. Well, I am stopping them. I am stopping these sodomites from ruling. I am Tamal Dredd. I born in Jamaica under sodomite slavery rule. These jackasses that talking about they are worship of a God because of Jesus, that don't exist anywhere. Jesus never exists anywhere. And the very Bible that people are using to glorify Jesus, it condemns the idea of a Jesus. You don't read it, and I'll tell you why. I have been reading the Bible and have been seeing that about Jesus walking Galilee and all that kind of stuff. And Jesus and John the Baptist, these things are not true. Right now, you don't know your own goods when you see it, when somebody steal it from you. When you see your stolen property, what do you do? Allow the thieves to take it? No, you don't do that. Well, if you're, you know, you live where law protects people, you go and get those who take care of what law is supposed to do. And therefore, the history that we have to tell us where we are coming from, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, we just get up every day and we talk about civilization, but we don't know what the history says about it. Well, my development as a human being is to know my humanity is. And I grew up to parents who are Christians, who are under slavery. They pass on gone right now, but they were nice people. You know, I am very compassionate when I remember my mother, because I grew up with her until, I mean, I was like about what, maybe 40 years of age, my mother passed away. They didn't know anything outside of the Bible. The Bible is a sodomite book, and we being caught as slaves, that's what they taught us. Sodomite philosophy. And I come to find out that this whole idea of white people taking over every settlement that we travel from Africa to the Western world when there was nobody in the Western world. Now, my friends, reason why we are in this circumstance we are in is simply because of these white people and their diseases. They use their diseases to destroy our brain. We are retarded. We have government kingship. And I can prove it to you right now. Right now, if you ever call me, I'll bring the document up, and I'll read it to you. Because you can also Google this and you will see it on the internet where all these sodomite fucking asshole white people do is being criminal. And look, tis a fact that they kill off our subgroup Neanderthals. Okay, and interbreed them and look like human beings, and nobody won't talk about it. Nobody won't talk about it, that we have lost the entire existence of the Neanderthals. You'll read about it. If you Google it, you will see it. They will tell you about the Neanderthals. But these sodomites who far removed from history and what history says, they get to tell us all these chigga flea fucking asshole idiot is him tell us about church and Jesus Christ that don't exist. And we don't know. It's a lie. Talk about Adam and Eve. They don't, look, they're not coming from an origin of Adam and Eve. Why are they writing a Bible about Adam and Eve? And it don't concern them. They, look, it is because of our civilization. Why these white crackers are talking all these church stuff? Because they could not talk. And now we're ready to get down into who these white faggots are. They don't want anybody to hear, and because what they take control of where we live everywhere and says there. Well, it's over with now, because look, yeah, you're going to do a lot of things to stay here. A lot of things you're going to have to do to stay in, ever be the territory that you come and scatter all your sodomite fucking ass people. That, yeah, you come to polarize us with your fucking ass, whole bunch of nonsense, uncivilized stuff, and behave like you are civilized too. Now, it's time to done, finish away with this, because we don't have any authority to be among you. No, we do not. But the time has come when whatever you've been cloaking and hiding, it is coming out. Right now, okay, white people are not human beings, and we have the history right here in the World History textbook, but they don't touch this World History textbook, and they are watching and see when, if we ever do, we'll find out the truth. Yeah, I tell you, these folks do not, as you can see, they live to oppress us, because that's all they care about. To kill us, and kill us in the millions, a whole bunch of holocausts that we didn't cause on ourselves. They kill us and behave like, they have the authority to kill us. They make laws to kill us. Right now I can show you. 1220 AD. These folks. If you think I'm joking, I am not. They do not want people to hear what I'm saying, because I'm telling the truth and ringing the bell. It's time. Get out. They don't have any kind of rights. They don't have any jurisdiction at all, like they are telling us the Western world is their civilization. These fucking ass, idiots, they know that's not true. But they know that they're fucking nasty disease that they put into our brain for 100,000 years ago. All of our generations since go retarded. Nobody don't talk about it. And people are afraid because they are the only power now that say that they can do this and do that to you. Well, all right. I'm coming head on. I'm telling the academic truth, and let them come and bust that. They can't bust it. You know what? They better not think about busting anything, because, look, their existence is on the line. The Pisces, where they rule and reign and establish whatever they want, that's gone. This is Aquarius. And I just happen to be an Aquarian. All right? So if they think that we're going to pull back and they're going to continue to fuck us all and turn us into idiots more than they have already done, no, I'm saying your disease is not going to stop us from throwing your white fucking idiocy out, because no sooner than we know the truth, Mandela didn't find out. He did not find out. Yeah. Could throw him into what you call prison. You don't have, look, if you have any prison, it's not in our jurisdiction. We have our own jurisdiction. No, these people want to tell us that we have no jurisdiction. Oh, my gosh. No, I'm telling you, I'm talking the truth. And look, if you think that you're greater than our creator, you don't create us. We are created, and we are created by blood, not your blood. So whatever you have inside of you that is making you, killing us and do all the kind of stuff you want from east to west, you must know where you come from. But you want to like claim that you come from our origin. You don't come from our origin. You're a fucking fool. Get out of our territory, because it is not going to go any further. From now on, people will know the truth about their creation in 200,000 years ago in South Africa. We have everything that tells us that we didn't know. Now, we're not the same, right? And you, who develop into talking about you're a human being, you're going to like suck that down your slippery, nasty throat, because we're not going to play up with this. We are going to be who we are, okay? No, we did not develop with you fucking asshole idiots that want to do what fuck off the lot on his visitors. In Genesis 19, all the things about God and Jesus don't check out. It don't check out. God don't make people and say love them and turn around and say he can see things beforehand. He predestined what he wants. He make everything in the world. How could God make everything in the world and it comes to this? All right. So, look, you turn it upside down. I'm turning it right side up. You see? And if you have anybody, put them on this radio here. Talk to me. Because this is a good place where, you know, you have lawyers and, you know, people who can talk. You know, what's his name? He's no longer here. Forget his name. But this guy, the most popular guy on radio, right? And he passed away now. But Europe developed a lot of their own who got our education. But you see, we didn't throw no disease on you all when we were created, and we are coming out of Africa. We are coming to the Western world. We never trouble nobody, but you come and trouble us. And right up on the way to come to the Western world, that's when you get our blood, okay? When you couldn't talk and only make stone tool 100,000 years ago, but prior to that, you already fuck up all the Neanderthal, our subgroup, long time. You did that and extinct them. You kill them off and then lie about it is we who come with greater development kill or get rid of them. Yes, you all never do nothing wrong. You overthrow the Roman king in Italy, and you say that it's noblemen who do it. Who are the noblemen? There's nobody in the world but hominid and sapien. Only two species alone. So when you do your stuff and you think, well, oh, you know, you can point on somebody else, we were not going to turn on our own and kill them off. And besides, we don't have any record of killing anyone. None whatsoever. Since we come into the Western world, it is the criminal you. You see what I mean? With church and stuff. You see that church that just burned down a day or two ago? Yeah. We don't want no more church and no Jesus Christian in our territory. At no place on this planet. See, things are changing. If you look at the atmosphere, you will know. Yeah, they call it what? Climate change. Everything they blame on climate change and behaving like they are God. It is time that we stand up and tell you, get out with your fucking asshole, sodomy. Get out of our place. You come here and kill us and do everything. I mean, if you coming here to like trying to make a life, that would be clear. But that's not, we have evidence that you come here to fuck us up. To fuck us up. That's what white people do. They are criminals. And it's simple because they couldn't do anything back, you know, when they, 1.5 million years ago, they go into Europe. They couldn't talk. All right, the talking, come on, right there where you have this darkness where nobody don't know what they did when they settled into Europe. But now we know because the World History textbook tell us when they leave Africa, 1.5 million years ago. That's what it says. And it says, when they did come into existence in Africa. And when was that? 3.5 million to 4 million years ago. So you bring this knowledge into, you know, to bear on evidence and witness what happened to these folks when they went into Europe. It's not like it cannot be known, can't be known, but all of these years, our brain is retarded. And as you can see, who don't want to think that our Neanderthals have been destroyed, then they turn on us, the other subgroup, and our subgroup, and they turn on us who can talk and get our blood, and that's why they are talking. You don't know anything about these white people otherwise. You thank me for telling you, because it is because I am reading. I grew up in the church like everybody else. I only know to believe in Jesus and God and everything else. But reading and examining the writing, the historic record of the past, we get to know. You don't think that we would get to know and tell you to get your fucking asshole out of our territory and talking about AD and Adamani, and you have to go to your all of these places where you set up like your government. No, get your fucking stinking self out, because AD is done away with. AD and Adamani never exist as civilized government, okay? And we have the principality of our intangible and tangible government. The only that the tangible part of our government, you come in and interrupt, and it's the reason why I'm telling you, your fucking ass must go. Yeah. This is serious. This is ultimately serious, because the world is out there really crying and moaning. Okay? And when we are at a stage where 20 AD, you have used to strip us of every darn thing that is ours. And yeah, we with our unwitting brain retardation, we are even in denial because we don't know. But I tell you, we know now. Not tomorrow, but right now we know that all you take over and talk about now, sodomite is ruling us. We are nothing but, you know, something, whatever. We don't value nothing. That's what you claim. Now, we're ready to find out now. How do you come up that you never was talking? You make stone tool, but now you like you are denying that a stone tool you could have made. But it's in the history. I mean, you think we are idiot now? I mean, those of us who are seeing, we are seeing, we know what happened in the past because history is a record of the past, you fucking idiot. Now, when you're licking your friend asshole on our territory, you are defiling our territory. You hear me? Filing our territory. And it's not just in America. A lot of people think it's just in America, you fucking asshole, here carrying on your thing and we have to go here at this and that place where you set up for us. No, I'm telling you, get your freaking asshole out of our territory because, look, the gods will really, really take good care of it. Now, you're being warned. You are being warned. It is evident in the history white people don't name sapien. You're calling yourself sapien. You're calling yourself modern man. But what about where you coming from? No, you don't want nobody to know that. But we know that. And all you have written and show the power of the Pope and what the Pope can do? Oh, really? Really? Well, when it begins to remove you sodomites, hey, that will be a time. That will be a time. We want our space. And if you think that you own it, oh, wait until the trigger. The gods will pull the trigger. We have not done you anything. So we are telling you, look, get out before it's too late for you and your people that you come and spread all around us. And you have these little white people out there, you see them on Donna U Show and stuff like that. And you can see these European people are lost because they don't know where they at. They are talking to us like they are talking to their peers. They don't understand what happened. I'm going to take, like I said to you, they take it for joke to mute my mic and meaning that you are in charge. Well, I'm going to show you for real. You're not in charge. You fucking asshole. You come to America with what? What did you come here with? You come with nothing. You have no beginning with civilization. You come and jump on our civilization. And now eventually say you want to rule. Oh, my God, no. Listen. It's not a joke. You take us for a joke, and you know what? I'm telling you to get out. That's all I'm saying. Get out. All of the wealth that you have, you're leaving it right where it's at here in America. And these are the places that you're in. Because, yeah, you will be stripped down to nothing. Yeah, because it's not yours. Okay? You are damnable criminals, and you would like to prove to us that you are human. You are no human at all. Because humans are really the first hybrid people. What, you are the first hominin, right? Which is about almost 3.5-4 million years before we came into being, okay? So that's what I am about today. And if you feel like you want to like behave like this PC that I'm using here is yours, I'm paying you. Look at where we descend to. I'm paying you money to talk on this PC, and you gonna tell me you're gonna take my money, steal my money, and don't give me the service that I'm supposed to get. Now, I am telling you that the truth must be told. You're going to get out of our territory. Whether you are talking now and going out, or think, well, go up to Europe and go fortify yourself in Europe. But get out of our territory, because we have a command to kick you out. And that's what it is. The God is not waiting any longer. You are going to get out. So get out. That's what I'm talking about today. And you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio. And I am Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred. I come out here and I come out to let the people know and understand what time we are in, who we are. Okay? We don't beg you fucking idiots anything. And you think that what you come and learn from us over the past 100,000 years, you think that you can come now and take away everything we have because you learn how to use everything that we have. I am ready. Anybody want to come in and call me now? Don't let me sit here and talk, because look, I would like somebody to talk to me on this show today. 347-850-1358. We will play a tune. Sanko.
Knocking me back down.
tell you the steps by which things happen on the planet. And living in America tend to break down the understanding of people and what transpire at different places on the planet when certain things happen. And, you know, I'm talking to a number of people, and I must say that my attention to history, I have a different attention to history than most people. Not everybody. Because there are people out there who have good knowledge to clearly develop different interests in things. Well, so do I. I grew up in the church, and Jesus was the only adorable and St. Paul to me. Okay, but I happen to like, well, I read less than a lot of people, but I have a greater mindset and view of things than, you know, I have a brother with a PhD, and he's afraid to talk to me because, let's say, what people think about history is different from what I think about history. What I think about history is not what I hear anybody say, but what I have read. History is a record of the past. And that gives you assurance that when you're reading a proper manuscript of something that happened, you can go anywhere and research and find out that is true. Okay? You'll hear me talk about civilization and where civilization come from and stuff like that. You know what? I didn't know about that. My parents didn't tell me anything about that. They didn't know anything about that. They were Christians. All right? So I read at the level that I read, like I say, I don't, you know, I don't try to hide or nothing. I grew up in Jamaica, which is a slavery place, and poverty thing for most of us, maybe more than others, because people are usually in development and going about things differently. People are different, you know, in their development. But in Jamaica, clearly, in general, we come out as a victim, a slave, slavery victims. So what only happened is that some of us, since they have like lift the pressure of physical slavery, and now, or you would say the tangible slavery, and now we are not under the tangible slavery, but we are under the intangible slavery. Because these sodomites, they have enough knowledge to destroy everything we have. And they write about it. They write about their intent and how they do these criminal things to us. You know why they write it? It's because they are faggots. And they have caught us in a position that they impose on us. And that is their disease that they use on our minds. We don't know. I'm very sure. Is there anybody who know what these white people do to the African people? 100,000 years ago. That's where it began. Okay? It matters to me that everybody understand it, the history of it. If you don't understand, though, I am not inch to you and you're not wanting to know or none of that. It's only of interest to me if everybody else want to know what the history has to say that we have not known. And then come into the light of the fact. All right, so I know what history is because I read the manual and I know. And because of the disease that these white sodomite primates put into our blood system. See, you know, when you get vaccine and stuff, they push needle in your hand. The university and the academic establishment, they don't have any right to be taken to be in our they never were in our jurisdiction. We have a different jurisdiction from them because they come here and see our people in America working under kingship government. They do. I can prove that anytime anybody wants to know. I'm telling you the truth. So what they out there are doing, they are looking over us that we are not even human, and them are the human. And they have, as it were, the authority, not civilized authority. But they have authority because we are not act mentally to administrate our own government. All the things of laws of the kings under civilization that these white people don't represent, white people fuck dogs. Okay? They fuck dogs. And it doesn't mean that they, you know, abuse the dog to fuck dogs. They tame dogs to fuck with. Okay? They bring all of these fuckeries from Europe to make our jurisdiction fuckery. That's what they do. And it hurts me when I don't see our people with all of the effort they make. They talk about the politics of government and what kind of government had been in existence before they come 509 BC in Europe and overthrow the Tarquinius king, the Roman man. And then begin to call themselves Romans. You know, nobody touch these things because sodomites can do anything they want because everybody else's brain is retarded. That's it. Everywhere you go, people are retarded. And it just didn't happen 100 years ago. Remember, I tell you, when they pull off their attack on our people and begin to like do interbreed into integration with our people and get our blood and thing like that, our people just go on or don't know, you know, oh, these sodomites come to be talking. When I start to read, I find out how they talk. You see what I mean? And whilst our African people are stumbling and you know, just can't figure out anything. It's there in the book, but they are retarded. So I confess to you that the years I live, like about a good 50 years or more, and didn't figure out anything. I'm telling you now that, you know, just as a lot of our people get dreams or vision or even right in the broad daylight, if you are thinking along the line of get into your inner inspiration and thinking divinely, where you don't know what you don't really have any particular thing because you don't know. But if you are praying in your heart and want the spirit of the gods from above to open up your mind to understand things, some of us do get inspiration that opens up our intuition, open up our minds to understand things and to examine what you are at the time that you are thinking. In my case, I was thinking and I was wondering about the world of people and how disorient and how confused, contradictory we are and cannot find it out. And that's what the church is for, is to keep us confused, because they ain't telling us anything in the church that is true. All that the Holy Ghost and all them kind of thing that we sincerely believe and we package ourselves to follow the church. And my friends, we are far away from knowing that the church is not a civilized thing. And why are we far away? It is because we are suffering from retardation of our brain, right? So when you think you're at your best and going to church and stuff like that, and you read the word of Jesus, there was no Jesus word that you read. I didn't know that. I get to know that when one day, when I'm thinking, if the world being so confused, can we ever come together and agree together as human being? Well, I'm thinking in the civilized context. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, back then, I really did think that white people are human beings, because I didn't read anything. Nobody didn't tell me anything to the contrary. But it's a process. It happens, though. I was probably about 62 years of age, right? And there is another brother that we always communicate certain things of spiritual value, right? But we are all church people. And we we would follow or talk to people who, if they were of value to what we are thinking, right? So on or about a time, I think we went to Miami to listen to some friend of ours that have some different things to talk about, but it was all about history of the past and African history of the past. And we were interested in that. It may be on or about one Sunday when we attend one of the meetings. And on the way back, I remember I was walking. And I don't remember exactly exactly where we were. We were walking along, and I am thinking about the confusion among the nation of people. And I'm wondering, can we get together and unite together? Why? We are on the planet, we should be able to come together. Well, I decided to answer the question myself when I asked the question in myself, right? And I thought to myself, say, yeah, I get along with people because I want to get along with them. And it is as simple as that. Not that everybody is going to get together like I am thinking. It is possible. It is possible. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with seeing it possible. However, if you don't want to see it possible, it's not my duty to fight with anybody for them to see that the world could be together in harmony. All right. When I answer myself that it is impossible, the inner thought that speak to me say, you know, that it says that in order to see things properly, I am to be careful about what I read. So we know reading is what everybody understands. But there is the caution in my mind, caution that I am glad that I got. So what I needed was supply to what I understand about getting along, I can only do what I can do, you know, to get along with people. I cannot force people to get along with me. No. But for me to be right, I need to understand information that I come across. And in this case, it directs to literature, anything that I read. I should be careful that I know the words and that the message or whatever it's gonna be that I am going to interact with, I must make sure that I understand what the information said. Caution. And I took that seriously because I could see, yeah, that's right, that's right. If you don't know exactly what you're dealing with, you are going to be out of control with your thinking. You need to know the basis of it, and you're going to follow the relevance of it, right? So from that point on, I have, as it were, if you have another person who is always watching what you do, make sure that you do it right and all that. In me, it wasn't a physical human being. I was not a disorderly person. I have been a person who think and examine things. I was that kind of person. But on a certain level, though, a certain level, I was not high-tech with it. But from that was drawn to my attention, I decide that, okay, this is a caution that I have to absorb so that I don't miss up on anything. So think about it. I am not a big reader. However, I was someone who want to be a better character. So I like to interact with information that let in some knowledge to me. You see, so that's the kind of person I am. So I have been, like, growing up, I pay attention to certain things, but most of those earlier years, not much was going on with me at all. But I read the Bible, and I learn a lot of things from the Bible. No joke about that. The Bible is not all that, all that bad. But you have to know what is good in the Bible, not creation story. No New Testament gospel and all them kind of thing, because those things are not true. Jesus is not true. Church is not true. And that's what is, shaking and tumbling the people's world. Because these 100,000 years ago, these white people that you're seeing here, taking over every knob of gravel that we have, they put their disease in us, in us 100,000 years ago. And from then, we are no more a people of who we were. We born and raised in South Africa. We are hybrid. These white people with the church don't write anything in the Bible about us being hybrid. But that's what the history says. And history is the record of the past, not the Bible. You know? And I can tell you, in my reading, only the Old Testament, I find anti-Christian information in not all the books of the Old Testament, but a few books in the Old Testament. Okay, and I think a lot of people will see some sense in what I'm saying. Anything about Jesus Christ and John the Baptist, those things are lies. Those things about, like in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those are not written civilization stuff at all. You see, because you can't find none of the writers them as real writers. No. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, who are they? You don't have any kind of anthropology type of writing where people are for real and you have their biology and record that maintains real people. You don't have none in the New Testament. These sodomite white people will write their own testament and make up names of people. And a lot of times they are using the names of African people in the Bible. Because when I tell you that these white people here, they are coming from apes. It's a process that they go through. They get some of our blood. That's it. Why they start to talk and can learn academic and stuff like that. But what do? They kill us. That is to let you know that white people that you see there, they are not coming from human origin. You see what I'm trying to say to you? When they're talking about, if you look with me. You will find out the truth in what I'm saying. Because if you take in the Bible, Genesis, in the beginning, God created this and that. If you believe that, you are done. You are soaked in the mud and in their disease. Your brain will never get better. Believe anything unless you have a personal knowledge that it's true. Don't do it. So we grow up and believe the Bible. And that is what is killing us. Because we hold belief ahead. Those definitions in belief, you write those two words down and get the definition written up against them. And you will find out which of those words, believe and knowledge, is greater than the other. Which Christianity will never tell you this. Right? So what I'm saying to you, we are astray because we are retarded. And we will be astray forever as long as we believe in the Bible Genesis creation story, because it is not this story. And as long as you cannot come to that, listen, the worst thing that is happening into the world is the church. And if you don't have the right knowledge about yourself, your origin, you will die and perish. But if you know it has to be history, you have to learn the truth by history. You can't go into a Bible, because history is coming to us certified information from antiquity. It's not like 2,000 years ago. World history is coming from way back. Now, these sodomite white people, they get into the world history here and do all kind of pala foolishness in there. But once you don't get infested with their retarded evil thinking, you will find out the things that are making sense once you get into the world history textbook, because these sodomite hominid whites, they don't have as much sense as we think it is. They do not. They write a whole bunch of foolishness, take it for granted. They feel like because we are no longer the people we once were, they talk anything. They write anything because they find out anything them write, it goes. We believe it. That's how damaged our brain is. Now, if you don't know, if you have never looked on it, maybe you will see now. You see the world. What do you say about what would you pick as the major things that people crave after? You know, if somebody was here talking with me and stuff like that, you know, we could talk back and forth and thing like that. But people don't want to listen to what I am saying, and it's the truth. I am conservative, and I am about learning what will cleanse me and keep my mind on the wonderful things of life, the civilized things. What do you out there listening to me of the list of what you know, I can extend this to animals as well. Are the creatures on the ground, on earth. What do they, I mean, we know we have food and, you know, water to drink and stuff like that, right? We know we have sports and things like that, right? But I'm asking you, and there's a reason, of course, you know, I'm asking for a reason. What is the major thing that things of flesh desire and crave more than the other things that, you know, life require? Do you? All right, I'm going to tell you what I observe to be the thing on top of everything else. I ain't talking about your breathing. Not talking about that. I'm talking about things that you crave after. Because you never crave after your breath, breathing, as long as you're breathing well. Not unless you're having, you know, problem with your inner function. And you have, you know, you hardly can breathe and stuff like that. No, I'm talking about substance that we crave after. You know, like water. Like it's something like water to drink. You know, when you want, you're thirsty, you want water. You crave to get water because inside of you just not comfortable unless, you know, you hydrate yourself. All right. In line with what I'm talking about, the white people am. You call them white people. Them call them, say they're human being, right? So I imagine. And they talk like human being and do a lot of things like human being. It's difficult for us to, like, come to the knowledge. Because guess what? You see what put white people to talk? Ordinarily, a person is not going to dream it up. Why? Yeah. Because, you know, I can tell you, I never have no clue whatsoever. I was thinking, where is the history for the white people? When did they originate? I thought about that quite a bit before I found out. So discoveries on certain things is a wonderful thing when you read and your mind open up and you see something. And all right, let me tell you something now. As you know, sex is what bring life. Okay, and if you read the book, how the god Enki fashion the hybrid humans, the different things, because, you know, they explain it all out, you know, because this story takes these gods from within our solar planet, a planet within the solar system, and they come from a planet, whereas by accident, billions of years ago, there was a collision between two planets, whereas Earth was broken off from that planet, one of that planet. And it is a watery planet. And when we read the story of Enki, Enki is a water god, you know, it's like to live on the water. So it is difficult for us to understand what we are seeing of white people, you know? And, you know, you can't, how can you differ them? You don't find a way to differ the, let's say, human being from the hominids them. So they are hominids. They come from hominids. They can't deny that Homo erectus is their ancestor, close ancestor, right? But now they, because of the blood that they get from us and begin to talk and have Henkis, civilized thinking and stuff like that, yeah, that's what makes the problem. All right. But the point is, they are not human beings, and they are not behaving like human beings to the degree we see human being behavior and their thinking and stuff like that. They are not there. They have high sense of some of our human senses. But look, they want to rule the world and fuck us all. And you would think that they are they are human beings? No. No. What I want to tell you, though, is that sex becomes taboo. Because somebody can say, well, I didn't make myself up to have sex, which is true. Neither the goat, the camel, or the horse, they didn't make themselves. But which of them behave like human being, or even the species of the hominid, them? Because if they were heterosexual, we wouldn't have a problem with them. No. Because they would come from human. Right? Because only heterosexual civilized. White people are not civilized. You will only think they are civilized because you are seeing the completion of them that shape like human, talk like human, do business like human. But you don't know what bring them to where they are. But you know, they're white. I mean, we don't read in history where they were created in any batch by the gods. No. We don't read none of that. So guess what now? When these white people use their bad disease blood and soak our brain with it, and over 100,000 years, we don't know ourselves, and we just think that we are all right. All the disease that we have that we get from them, these folks first, I mean, they pray that disease in us 100,000 years ago. Okay, that's when they were the primates. You see? And because we go through such long, thousands of years, you know, with, you know, look at this 100,000 years. It's 100,000 years we're looking at, because we are 200,000 years old now in South Africa. All right, but after we pass 100,000 years, the first 100,000 years, all right, that's all we were at that time. We we were leaving Africa to come to the Western world. And you talk about the Chinese and the Indians, all of us were number of us, not everybody, but I don't know how many Indian left in Africa, I don't know. But not every one of us did come to the Western world. All right. What I am saying to you now, before we hybrid sapien left Africa, these Homo erectus and they are the species of hominid. They are hominid, okay? They jump on our Neanderthal subgroup before we were leaving Africa. That is something interesting to know, because it will help to make us understand where these white hominids are coming from. Okay? So there we have it. You have to follow the trace where they are coming from when we were never around. Neither the gods were around. So you have to see these paces. And when something come and separate the spaces, we need to know that and understand time, because the World History textbook is giving us the time. That's the only way we can follow this chronologically. Okay? So these white people time is really, really hot. And that's the reason why I am able to be here to be talking this stuff. It's not me should be talking it. It should be the upper educated people, right? But you know, it's not working that way. Okay? It's not working that way. It is somebody who is barely can talk, but is seeing time and judgment. And I'm not talking like I want to sound like I go to Harvard and nothing like that. I'm talking naturally on where we can see things, what we call it, tangible. See it tangible. See historic times tangible, right? And then we can relate to the intangible after we understand the tangible. I am talking to you about what is causing the problem now, why these Saka, white sodomite without authority into our jurisdiction, and we can't do nothing about it. It is sex. Because the hominid species, remember, you got to sever them as their sapien. And we, not sapien, they, oh God, no. They are the hominid. They are the first to come walking upright on the earth. And millions of years before the gods came, right? And the gods would come for 45,000 years ago and created us just 200,000 years ago, right? And we want to examine these life forms, right? We see hominid and male and female, yeah, they evolve just like other animal creatures. Right? And for you to, like, use your head and computerize and say, you mean to say the white people we see today are coming from apes? Well, they've been telling us that we are apes. But they're telling us because we are retarded and we don't know much of what is right from wrong. So since they began to talk, they have more control over language than we do. They are writing anything that they feel to write, and they, you know, can push us out of the way and write whatever they write, because we cannot correct what they do. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you is, what is destroying the world is sex. Because why sex? It's the gods, the eternal, they're the ones that, you know, well, I don't I don't know exactly who to point on that created the vagina for the goat and the pig, and, you know, I mean, but all we do know that the creators, them up there, you know, it's not our prerogative, but we have enough sense to know it's not us who do it, right? They make a vagina for all the creatures, and we here for the man, the man, as you know, the male, don't have vagina, right? They said there are some spoiled birth where, you know, some babies born with vagina and penis. But those are not sound birth, right? You write those off because I'm a search work, right? So whatever it is that make some people born deformed, that's not a blessing. You see a guy out there, he must be a millionaire right now, or a billionaire. He doesn't have no legs at all. And he doesn't have any real hands. You know? And, it's hard to keep up with that guy. Right? He's out there lecturing and carrying on and things like that. I mean, swim? Oh, my gosh, no. So, you know, we are in a mysterious world. But what I'm trying to say to you now is, what messes up our world is to see that there first was the bipedal. These hominid primates, they come from monkey. Okay? And that's what the World History textbook says. They now want to, like, beat us down in the dirt and say it's they are the rulers, AD and Adamani. But they make up that. They make up Jesus and make up prophets and all kind of things. They do it, we are retarded. And how did we get the retardation? It's their blood when they attack us and do cross breeding and all kind of something with some of our people. And that's why this disease affects all of our internal organs and but most of all the brain, right? So that is what they do to preempt us taking control and kick them out. So when they decide that they're going to, like, come and invade us and take control of us, it happened gradually. It is something that happened gradually. And all that time, they are getting satisfaction from what they are doing, because 100,000 years, and we cannot, you know, we're doing a lot of things, but we can't administrate. And they find out that gradually they will take control of everything by us not realizing what is going on. So gradually, they do it in Africa, they do it in the Western world, gradually let us go astray, and they move in and take control. They are not high number like we are, but it is easy for them to control us, to kill us, do whatever they want, make laws and stuff like that. And we can say, no, we have kingship, we have our laws and everything like that.
that you must obey. We don't see that. We don't see that. But right now, as I'm talking to you, right, I have Lord now to, I mean, dash and bash them over their head with the word. And they cannot do anything about it. It's the only thing that is going to destroy these white people, because the truth is coming out. And they won't, they're going to find out they don't have anything. All the banks and all the thing with money and stuff like that, they were stole. Beers. All right. So go back to what I'm trying to say to you, why we are out of control. If you tell our people, don't go back to church, and tell them the reason, they don't have anything else. Okay? Now, what is it that messes up our world? Is sex. And why? Comes to sex on these species, the white species. Why a man fuck another man's asshole? You bet is not just because them want to have sex in the asshole. Well, they tried it one time. They must have tried it at some place, right? And it begin to like give them thrills. Now, come on. Everything on the planet, anywhere you see a creature, there is a sophisticated scientific thing that you see, right? The body is a very, very significant piece of science, and we don't have any right to not notice. We must notice it, because you know what happened when people go to the doctor and all kind of things wrong with them, and you know, it's either that they are about to live or die. But what I'm trying to tell you is, why, I mean, there is some demons that mix up with sex, because you look at where these sodomites are coming from, and look at when they came into being. You know what kind of creature they were. You know that it is sex that, you know, why they keep replenishing. Right? But they were not created like the hybrid people. The hybrid people creation is all written and in books and clear and tell you. We don't have anything that tells us, oh, these sodomites came into being, except that they evolved like other creatures, like alligator. You have woman alligator and man alligator, right? And much of the other things in the ocean. All right. They are evolved creature, male and female, right? So they are male and female. So what turned them off into like men and men behaving like a woman and a man? What happened? I don't know. What happened? However, I know they are the only set of people now that, and we would have known it better if they did not begin to like want to scatter homosexuality. But now that they have done it, and I can prove that the reason why they do it everywhere, you know, this is shown. When we leave Africa 100,000 years ago, what happened? Why did they try to gain crossbreeding? Why did they want to use our blood to crossbreed with us? Because we can talk and stuff like that. They go via sex. Okay,
they go via sex. And the next thing they do, they had a different corruption to it. And that is to directly apply their disease to us. Right? So therefore, they will control us with sex. And that's what they began to do. Control us with sex once we are sexual people, of course, too. But and no matter what you do, the sexual sense inside of you is going to make you want sex anyway. So therefore, that is another destruction element that we are suffering from. Because we want sex too, but we don't want no body old sex. But they want us to do it like them. They have a different culture from us, and it's into the world, it's a textbook that culture say to itself, okay? But they now make themselves to be like they are human beings, and we are not objecting to it because we retarded from 100,000 years ago. Sex, my friend. Sex. Until since we now have homosexual mixed up into our territory, in our settlement, they gradually groom us with church that we don't belong to, but now we believe in it because we're retarded. They couldn't come to us when we were in the first 100,000 years in Africa. We don't read nothing about that. And we don't read nothing about our people in Africa that back then in the first 100,000 years begin to turn sodomite. No, I don't read that. Just like I don't read that we go to war with them for anything, but they come and follow us where we are and break out into all kind of wars, right? Now, all these things are happening because of sex, because people don't come into the world except by sex. Sex. So sex is being treated now like, you know, it's just something you do. And there's nothing to it. And that's not true. There is no particularity about sex now, because of what these sodomite white dog fucking idiots them come and spoil up our civilization. Yeah, we don't want to know nothing about them anymore, because we know, and I know by reading, that the Bible don't have no truth about salvation. None. I can take you into the Bible and show you that what they're talking about, Adam and Eve in a garden and stuff like that, nothing don't go like that. And if you read the Bible with good sense, you will see it. But if you are reading with your deluded, you know, or retarded mind, you won't see any difference. If I show you that Matthew 2 talks about men following, wise men following the star, I prove to you that it never said that. It never said that, in the sense that affirming that it happened. Show you something that make it happen. The Bible doesn't show you anything to prove that no men follow star. You know, it rather show foolishness that the God who Adam say put the star for them to follow, that God is a lying lunatic. What, based on what they write in the Bible. Now, these white people would have us going if we find truth in what they say. That the men follow the star to the baby with frankincense and myrrh. If that's all we understand from the Bible, you know, then we would have more to hold on. And, you know, this is a good story. But if you read Matthew 2, like I do, read it with your
common sense, no just beliefs they are true and you go to church. Know that. Read the Matthew 2 and you will find out that God is a stinker. Because why did you know, let me ask you this question. Did you know that the star stopped at Herod's house before it goes to the baby? Did you know that? Well, I didn't know that. 50 years or more, I didn't know that. And I was always, you know, hearing or reading on, or I myself may, I've read. And I didn't see that the star stopped over Herod's house. And for foolish reason too. Okay? The reason why the star stopped at Herod's house. Herod is the so-called Romans king. And is there to control us, the African people. Right? What called Jews. You know, I mean, all these old bunch of foolishness in the Bible, and we don't see them because we believe the whole thing. Our brain is not working. We're not making distinction of anything. So we just believe, you know, those main impressions, right? But if you begin to read, like, you're going to follow words, you find out it's something different. God, who is supposed to be God of the Jews, proved to be a double crosser in that particular scripture I'm telling you about, Matthew 2. Why? We have the impression that the wise men follow the star straight to the baby's house and deliver the frankincense and more. But that's not true. That it is amazing when you believe the Bible the way we do, grow up with it and believe it. You believe it so till when you're reading these critical stories, you're not reading it like you're a legal scholar and noticing everything that you're reading. I find out for myself that when I am reading the Matthew scripture, I was paying more attention to it than I used to. And then I find out, no, there's some contrary thing going on here because Herod is not supposed to know about the baby. I begin to find out that, oh, Herod gets to know the baby because God stopped the star over his house and send the wise men in there to him to tell him about the baby. It's just that there are other things that was popping up to me that was letting me know things are not right in the Bible on a number of things. So if what I'm saying is true, then it means nobody in church is being led by the truth. Because it's a whole, the amount of confusion into that scripture that proves without any, there is no if or but about what I am saying. What I'm telling you has errors in there. I think like about four different errors that are blatantly telling you that God actually stopped the star over Herod's house and send the men, the wise men, to Herod, not to the Jewish people. If it is information, and guess what now? What? The whole thing don't make any sense because the star was all we know needed to carry the men to the house where the baby is. Not at someone else's, no matter who it is. I was not of the impression that it go to nobody's house, but straight to the baby. When I'm reading it now, Matthew 2 is not saying that, and not just that. Herod go in, and Herod made a big, big celebration or something like that. Go in and spread the word and go to the Jewish scribe, mean African scribe. And acts, you know, all these things don't make any sense. This is what I'm trying to say. What these guys write as a divine word about Jesus as a baby, and Jesus is going to come and develop and run them out, and you know, and that let God begin to reign again. So Herod went to the our people, the scribes, and asked him, "Where is the place where the baby is to be born? What did the prophet say?" You know. And this error. Why would Herod is an adversary? He's not supposed to talk to our people. Right? We're not friends. So why would God tell Herod to go to them? Go to us. Why would God send Herod to us to let out our own secret? Why? I'm telling you. It's Matthew 2 I'm talking about. And why, from that point on, that scripture is taboo. You see? Because there are more things attached to it that I don't tell you yet. And so that is point one. He go in there, and clearly from the outset, you can see that this thing is off track, because God is not supposed to bring that star there and make Herod know anything. Now, if you think that is not, it don't mean anything, it means something, because God is with us and God is making things happen. That's what these people are writing in the Bible. Now you're proving that it's not true. Ain't no God working with them or telling them nothing. These are fucking batty people writing these things in the Matthew scripture. They make up these things. Why do you think they have 4 gospel in the Bible? Saying all kind of different things. All right. These white people, you think them are human beings and they have any interest in us or not like that? They don't. They come here and do all these things, and how many of us they kill? How many millions of us they kill in America alone? And surrounding countries around us in the Western Hemisphere. Yeah. You have Mexico and other places, right? Right. So what? So our people, the scribe, tell Herod. That don't make no sense. You think we would have tell Herod that? Nonsense. So I'm showing you the kind of a confusion we believe all along in that Bible and in Christianity. That Christianity is dog vomit stuff. Christianity is nothing good. Not even in one aspect. Not even one aspect. Christianity is something that these sodomites make up to fool us Africans, and all we think that God is with us. You know what? Yeah, you know what? Although we trespass and stuff like that, but we have the blood of the gods anyway. Okay, so if you think that you know, the Holy Ghost and all of it. It's not the Holy Ghost like what you think. It's that the good energy of the God still be merciful to us in certain kind of ways, right? Do you think that we would tell Herod anything about the baby? No, we wouldn't, because that baby is supposed to grow up. It is these loggerhead dog fucking people are write these kind of thing and give it to us, and we believe it because we're retarded, you know, see? I am not as retarded as I used to, because otherwise I wouldn't be knowing anything. 50 years, I was totally 100%. I wasn't capable of knowing nothing back then. But things changed. All right. So I'm telling you, that scripture there is something that if you have any kind of sense, you should know that you don't go along with that. The Bible, the New Testament, cannot be true. And there are many other scriptures in the New Testament that clearly speak loud, okay? No epistle and all them kind of thing. Then God tell this, Lord, that. No, nothing don't go so. No, go so. All right. Let me finish off on this Matthew 2 and the wise men. And you listen, and I'm, you know, kind of telling you almost verbatim, but not. I'm following the context of it and tell you these points that I remember. So I'm not getting off the point. Once the men, our people, tell Adam where the baby is. Now, I want to point out to you that the star didn't need to stop at Herod to get directions. You know what I mean? Herod is not supposed to know our business. So the big evil that God created was telling, was bringing the star to Herod's house, and further tell the wise men to go information from us. Right? That is the major evil. But then, when Herod came to our scribe, and our scribe tell Herod where the baby is. You mean even our scribe didn't know that Herod was our adversary? All right. See what I'm trying to say to you? And then they let out the secret too. So our people retarded. Them never understand, not neither. So they tell Herod. Maybe think Herod are going to like make things easy for them. I don't know. But listen. What I'm trying to tell you is that I am coming all the way from childhood to this Bible and didn't know that all them kind of a monkey business here was in the Bible where we gone cuckoo and stuff like that. So if you're finding cockroach into your meal, I don't even think you're going to eat that meal anymore. You know what I mean? So when our people tell Herod, Herod come back and tell the wise men how to find the baby. Now, remember, it's a lie, you know, because it only takes the star to follow these guys. and now they are writing. I tell you, these white people are idiots, right? They're monkeys, okay? You must understand them, no matter what they're doing. Know that they're not human beings, okay? And I'm trying to show you what they wrote, and you know we get carried away by it. It's just a pity, right? But there come a time when we find out. And now I am ripping it apart for you to see. And this is not the only thing that is there for you to know. A whole lot more. How Jesus is a liar. I never thought Jesus was a liar, but you know, you have to read a bit to find clues in there to let you know that, okay, you know, they have a lot of codes in the Bible that don't lead you to nowhere.
And if you're seeing that code, you know that, oh no, you can't follow that. Now, I'm telling you now, in this story of Matthew 2, this the wise men left, began their journey, and the star moved and begin to take them. After get all this, all of this nice, you know, thing where Herod want, you know. Herod tell them, you know, when they find the baby, come back to him. Because he wants to come and worship too. Now, we know according to the Bible, well, no, the Bible itself is going to tell us that the whole thing was not true anyway, right? The Bible itself is going to tell you, say, I'll give you the contradiction there. The Bible is going to give you contradiction of itself. And this is what I'm trying to say. Now, if you think I'm here and I'm crazy, I'm telling you Matthew 2, right? And if you go there and read it, you must and will see the same thing I'm telling you. So, whilst the wise men were on their way, going to following the star, the wise men, God tell them, you know, God, you know, speak to them, telepathic, and tell them, you know, God tell them that don't go back to Herod because he wants to kill the baby. No, what that is a kind of thing that you can't stomach. Because if God stopped the star there and tell him to go to Herod and get direction from a source that belongs to God, God wanted to overturn the program that his people know about, the baby that is being born, and the reason why this baby was being born is to turn the world into the right direction, the sinful people into direct right direction, right? So if God is overthrowing that purpose, it doesn't make any sense. And why would God now say, don't go back to him, when a him come, carry them, stop the star and carry them to Herod? Can you see anything in that? And you ought not to just sit there and just listen to me, because I tell you where the scripture is. If you read it and read the entire chapter, okay? Now, so I am saying to you that, God tell the wise men not to go back. And because Herod wants it, that's a contradiction. God should have known that before he sent them there. And God does. God knows all things, right? That's the God you're serving and praying to and stuff like that. All right. So this is a thing there. You know, this is not making any no sense at all. But the wise men keep on going. When people are writing and they don't have any sense about what they're writing, this is what happened. Well, that's what these white people are. It shows you what position we are in because we are demented, you know, and unable to administrate our own life, right? Now, you're reading the Bible and believing that the opposite of what I am telling you, all these things that God promised and things like that, come now to find out, say, no, and I saw it go. You know, this story is not a coherent story where God is betraying his own people to this alien, you know, king. Or him not a king anyway, because, you know, they may call him king, but look, kingship come from the gods and civilization. They are not civilized, right? So then God tell Joseph to get his wife with the baby and go into Egypt. Now you think about God, who know all things, working this kind of way. So in this story, into Matthew 2, the amount of coro coro nonsense is in there, you want to go back to church and praise hallelujah and stuff like that? When this is a scripture that everybody respect, and over the years, you know, it's been talked about, wise men, and when Christmas time come around and things, you know, all of these old bunch of nonsense must be thrown away in a bag about Christmas things and stuff like that. You're going to buy Christmas tree and pay, you know, I mean, a few bucks for it. If you understand the truth, you will know Christmas is not something for us Africans. But with our deluded mind, and we don't know no better, you can understand we come through that and we didn't know. But it's a different thing now when you find out what you used to. And you, as long as you are not afraid to learn the right thing and live by the right thing, you will be an overcomer after all, right? But what if you decide to still go on and, you know, you probably don't even want to read the scripture because, you know, think of so it say and stuff like that. Well, you're going to know unless you read it, right? I'm going over and over and over this, that you can't miss what I'm saying. And the contradiction, you know, where we are helping to overthrow ourselves, and God, who's supposed to be protecting us, is overthrowing us. So this is what I'm trying to say. Now, so Joseph take his wife with the baby and go into Egypt. Now, so the wise men, once they get to the baby and deliver the gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh, they did not go back to Herod. God tell them to take a different route back to where they come from. And that's what they did. But I am thinking that those wise men must be thinking that it doesn't make any sense that God go and give them direction, stop and give, from the man who is a adversary. You know, too nonsense. All right? But there is one last thing I'm going to tell you about this story. And that is, when the wise men did not return, tell Herod thanks and tell him, you know, where the baby is, he was angry. Herod was angry and sent out his men to show you the nonsense in the story and to show you that our brain cannot be coherent to accept what we're reading in the Bible. These things that I am telling you, if you read it and you see those things there, like I say, what do you think about the Christianity itself? You see, because it's hard to convince a person to get away from Christianity. It's like it has to come harder to them. You know, it has to hit them with more strong demand that it is not something you should fool around with. It's white people sodomite stuff, okay? The Christmas things and all the things we've been enjoying and stuff like that. It comes like it's hard to give up on those things. But, my friends, it's not true. You just need to get yourself familiar with these facts that we have people use to destroy our thinking. All right. So Herod got his men, his armored men, to go out into the locale and kill every boy baby 2 years and under. That's not true. It didn't happen. But these white people, that's how they gain our trust with our retarded brain. They gain our trust.
it make it easy for us to believe those things. So, I am telling you that the world fall apart because of sex. Sex. So, you know about the prostitutes and stuff like that. Sex. Throughout history, sex. But when it is, sex is something to be respected, because it's what brings life, if you see what I'm saying. So if we don't care about learning proper facts, and where proper facts come from, it's the history that is record of the past, like your birth certificate. You see what I mean? When I tell you that Christianity started killing the African people, you probably disbelieve it. But that is not something for you to just believe. It's for you to seek knowledge about it. Is it true? The things that I will say and point out, if it is true, why would you want a dirty type of representation? Something that don't sound good. And your way is to not impiate no mind and go on believe and trusting in God. My friends, all of us are gonna die. However, you know how it feels good if you go to school and learn, get a good education, and you know, you can live a good life. You know how nice that is. What if you don't go? Right? And you know, you have a hard life and stuff like that. You are going to be sorry that you didn't go and get the education. That would make your life better. All right. Well, so it is in a certain way with what we are doing right now. You know, why do you think it's okay for you to go live your life following things that you really don't know and you don't care to find out? You know, how does that bless your life? All right. You know what, my friends? These people are using sex to destroy our lives. These European white people. And they are telling us that everywhere they come and come lodge into our territories, they are saying it's not ours, it's theirs. It is time that we are standing up. We have what to stand up and tell them to get out. And that's all we need to do. If you don't need to go and start no war with nobody. But if you're talking to them, you just need to tell them to get out and leave them alone. Yeah, I am telling you now that we we are people created, and don't think that we are just created for no purpose. We're created for a purpose. But however, this part of our life is one that we ought to take serious, because you know you're living and then you're going to die. You see what I mean? If you don't respect your life,
to know the truth, and you, you know, behaving like it's not, you know, it's not a big deal. It's a big deal to, it's a big deal to me to read and understand, you know, and go past, I'm just eating and drinking and stuff like that. Now, that is bound to happen. So you don't have to neglect to know the truth and to go eat food or wear clothes or go to somewhere or something like that. Your life is richer than that. But it will only have value when you give it value. God's, we work already for them and everything, and they were happy and glad that they created us, and then they put us and give us the legal succession to rule. We are supposed to be ruling right now, but we have this adversary in front of us, and we must kick them out. Look, the attitude that I have, if you think that, you know, the white people, them and them, this and that. No, listen, we don't have no respect for what they did. Do you know how many of us they kill and don't care and write in your face and telling you about this is their country? Meaning everywhere we come into the Western world where they could have inhabited the Western world long before the gods came, because that was millions of years before and after the gods came, they could still do what they want to do unless the god was going to stop them. But it didn't get there. What I am saying is that we are to pay attention, because they mess our brain up to a degree that most of us may never understand. And therefore, if it is not important to you to know that you have been messed up, and all of our civilization coming right on down to where we are here, I've been messed up mentally. Okay? So it is important that we know the truth now. And, you know, it's not going to be like when we submit to them. Don't submit to these faggots, because we have the laws to present. If you out there and you have a thing in a court and you want help to present your law to tell, to show these faggots, say, look, get out, because here is my creator and civilization and the laws that govern and that you broke to be sitting in here as a crook talking about your ruling. We have that law. We have the law. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. My friends, listen, I'm serious about this. I'm serious about this. They used to talk about the Moors that was not subjecting themselves to these people, because they know the same thing that I'm telling you here. But it seemed like they didn't want to like go and have a certain type of maybe confrontation with these people. You see what I mean? But, well, whatever you know, you know. Whatever I know, I know. I know that legally they don't belong here because they don't have no grounds. We trace them and they have, I mean, absolutely no fucking grounds. You see, are nasty. They come from a mute origin. Let them get their dog fucking self away from us, because history say they don't belong here in our territory. And that's what I've got to tell you, okay? And, you know, I would like to get just this nice occasion here. Midnight.
Blessed are they who thirst. the Lord, yeah, before I lose my strength, all the powers of my mind, before I lose my strength, all my waking hours of time, before I lose my strength, all for the Most High Jah. Before I lose my strength, before I in the days of my youth, my strength, all for the Most High Jah, Abba, I choose my strength, my armor in time of survival, I renew my strength, my youth. The hooters, a word of judgment from the mighty rushing stream of power, coming from the words Smith Jah, shaping all sociological ills into betterment tomorrow.
Like I've been saying, the history chart the route that these sodomites use to become who they are, which is we are to know what made it possible for us to subject ourselves to these white people. It is 100,000 years ago when their disease was applied to our brain. Okay? And whilst we go to the Western world and wherever direction we were going away from Africa, they went their way in Europe and begin to begin to bring forth babies that talk. Out of the encounter, that's what happened. So they spend quite a few hundred years developing themselves, talking. And what they did was join the company of the society where the gods back into that area. Well, of course, the gods were all over the place, but there is this the location where back in the east where they set up places where, I don't know if it is in Europe or so that they were doing it. It's probably in Europe, but they set up like a cabinet and stuff like that. And they were practicing. Okay? So they learned a lot since they began to talk and stuff like that. They become lawyers and stuff like that. What I'm trying to tell you, it didn't make them human beings. Because the kind of terror that they do, how many of the Chinese they kill? How many of the Indians they kill? You know, how many holocausts they create? That's unlike human being. You don't see. What I am telling you now is that we are subdued to them and helpless. Can't even use, you know, we have kingship government, and they took it out of function and carry on until 509 BC. And prior to that was the Bronze Age. And they were criminal, following us all around from way back years ago, come right on to anywhere we build a city and stuff, they're there and they're doing all kind of things. But it is 509 when they get to the point where they learn everything that they learn, and they were going off on their own, whereas they were following or set up institution like they like to worship the gods. But they were just playing around, and they were not exposing that they are faggots. So they were going on like they're decent for a while. But it's in when the gods left and went back and leave us to rule, that's when something go wrong. And here we are, retarded, largely still, but there are those of us who are back seeing things the right way. And now, we're not joking. These white faggots must leave. Because now I'm telling you, I am so, you know, I'm fascinated with the power of the gods who Shamash. Back in time when they were on earth, there was a god called Shamash and another one, Hadad, I think, is what his name is. And they manage our clouds and rain and thunder. Yeah, these were two special gods that if anybody wants to see them, or if for you to go into their presence and stuff like that, you know, you have to be like somebody who is very, very serious. What I'm trying to tell you, the tornadoes have increased. I tell you, I have been connected to that because I know that these powers destroy whatever is being nourished and cherished on earth. The gods oftentimes just destroy them. Okay? But we are in a different time right now. They are telling us that the amount of tornadoes that we used to see yearly, this year, it increased like in the first 3 months, like many times more than what used to be. You look out here today and you are almost, you know, a few days before you see more tornadoes coming in. And these tornadoes don't fool around. Okay? Don't fool around. And I believe with all my heart, the way I sense things in my mind and the fact that all I'm thinking about, we need to get out these sodomites. And let me tell you something. I have no doubt that the Lord is gradually doing things. You see, it's not that we have not been seeing signs. However, we have not been ready enough. You see, we have a rise in consciousness. I think, I include, that we are on a good footing and building ourselves up. But look out there, you hear? You look out there and you will see the change, the attitude, the gods. You know, you see these tornadoes and, you know, it makes you feel different. Because I'm telling you, and a lot of African people are being destroyed. Because guess what? They're into Jesus and all kind of foolishness. And the God is not interested in us. If you think that, oh, we were going to go to heaven or something like that. No. You make the gods have concern for you if you are living the right way. You see, so if you don't care about how you are to live and it is the regard for your creator and stuff like that, and you want to go there and follow these faggots, look, follow them, go to Europe. You hear me tell you? Yeah. Look, things have happened and we have not paid it any mind. I tell you about 509 and how these people gradually take over. And nobody in Africa is able to, like, remove the power that these white people are using. Okay? And I'm telling you, it happened gradually. And because we are retarded, all the things that we are doing is not removing them, and we're not doing anything to move them either. It doesn't matter what your Euro people are saying. Marcus Garvey, the whole blown lock, stock, barrel of our people who try. But there was a lot lacking, too much of the knowledge that we need lacking. But we have come along. Over the past few years, we have been coming along. And see, the tornado out there, we don't need to be afraid of it, but they need to be afraid of it. And if our people decide that they are not paying no attention, and they don't care about nothing, they will perish too. They will perish. It's not a joke. Wake up, my friends. Get out of the church. Get conscious. The gods will shield you There is nothing in Bible God that is going to shield you. All right? Watch this. World history. What Roman, the Jewish background, and the rise of Christianity? What history says? Who is Roman? Is Roman the Jewish background? What is the Jewish background? Are white people Jewish? Are they Jew? No, they didn't say they were Jew. They just snatched Jews away since the 770 AD, since they win the war. Oh, yes. They kick out our people who they say were Jews, and Jesus were Jews. So now they have themselves white Jews, and they are, you want to tell me, them are human being too? All right. And all these things are happening. Yeah. So they are Jews. They are Jews now, and African people are no Jews anymore. So they have a white Jesus now, they have the all outfit. These people are dog fucking idiots. This is what they do, and because we were not, we are seeing now. So if they don't respect what we say, we have the terror that we not coming with no gun. Okay? We not leaving our house or our work or anything like that, because the terror are going to heat them up as according as it is planned. And you must begin to notice what's going on. Now, world history, yeah? What Romans, the Jewish background, and the rise of Christianity. Yeah. So look at the way Christianity rise up. And they call themselves Romans, they call them whatever. And you don't see none of our people say, no, you are not Romans. You know, you're that. But the history book tells me that. Watch this. Unravel Europe, white hominid primates. Unravel them. Unravel them. We have the power. They have nothing, no power at all. Okay? Now, criminal. The primates, criminal. Impersonation of Roman in Rome City. That's who they are. Glencore World History. National Geographic. Published 204. Okay? This is the book. If you want to get it, it's World History. Right? It is Glencore World History. National Geographic. Published 2004, edition 2. Read this portion and you will find out a lot that you never know. Page 170 to 172. Read it. Read it. Make sure you read it. Okay? White imitation of king in Rome City was imitation, is imitation. They don't call themselves king, but they call themselves democracy and some other foolishness. Yeah. in 509 BC, coup that they set and destroyed. And since then, I don't know how many other king that we had. I know Emperor Haile Selassie, you know, we don't come after anything, like no more king is ruling. And Africa don't have no king ruling, because we must rule the world. These sodomites don't rule nothing. Okay? So until we come up and show that, hey, represent our government and law jurisdiction, that they have violated, these sodomites, they violate our laws.
and we don't have anybody to, like, represent us. And it's not because we don't have anybody, but it's that everybody were, you know, got under the disease of these folks. And so they diseased us 100,000 years ago. They throw disease on us, and then we, from there, we go downhill, downhill, downhill. But when they come to America, they begin to use their disease directly to lower our numbers. Yes. All right. So now I'm giving you this book. This is the Glencoe book. I is what I have right in front of me here, Glencoe, and I show you. Okay. How to locate this book. It's Glencoe World History, National Geographic, published 2004, right? 2004, it was published. Edition 2, page 170 to 172. And I am telling you, it will tell you what the story in world history says about white imitation of king, the government itself. They don't have to call themselves king to imitate the principles of kingship that brought civilization here. These white people, they don't know nothing about civilization. And not unless we resurrect the history that tells us, they will keep on trying to fuck our ass off. That's what these white people are all about. And you see them behaving like they're decent. These are not decent human beings. So if you don't understand white people and their con artists and how many of us they kill, come on. I mean, you're talking about our ethnic people, Chinese, Indian, and go to you call these two countries out there, almost around the globe, right? And this is I forget their name right now. I am kind of flooded now with their name. I will tell you as soon. But look, these people follow us everywhere we go, and there was nobody to answer them. They write a Bible and talk all the foolishness them in there, and nobody is able to refute them. And then they have people who are always proselytizing the foolishness that they're writing. And that's why everybody is kind of like now low on any type of knowledge to push them out the way. You see what I mean? These people feel like they got it going. Okay? I'm going to prove to them, no, they don't have anything going no more. No more. Watch this. Christianity must be obliterated. It must. Okay? By all means, we have the support of our God. We will obliterate them, and we don't touch them with not even our finger. Christianity must be obliterated from the African Western Hemisphere completely. We have suffered too long under so-called human beings, and the nutcase Romans, brutish oligarchs. We have to ask our almighty Elohim help us get rid of these demons. 1220 AD, Anno Domini, urgently. I mean, totally obliterate all this bunch of nonsense. As you can see, these are not humans. You hear me? Can you see? They blind us for much too long. I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. And I don't know if you hear this program, but yesterday I was not on the radio. I took off. But the day before, what I work on, they never broadcast it. These fucking assholes, they will find out. They will find out that we are not gone. We are not gone. Our civilization is still alive by those of us who are still alive. And you are going to find out that you better run and get out and go back to Europe. Right? Because none of these places you walk in and claim it's yours will be yours anymore. So get out. What we have here. Aquarius. It's a good tune. Aquarius.